My name is Elizabeth Larson. I'm the owner of a business called Herds for Hire, and we rent out our herd of goats to people that would like to get rid of weeds, fire hazards, or other vegetation that they don't want.
They're particularly partial to blackberries, but any weed will do. Hello, I'm Josh Becker in the Bega Valley in southern New South Wales, where these four-legged weed controllers are hard at work.
This is Lily Moon. She's one of the four females that we have.
Herds for Hire have been operating for the past 4 years, contracting out to landholders, local councils and the Rural Fire Service. Basically anyone who's got a weed problem they need to get under control.
This is Goofy.
At the moment we are at the Pambula wetlands and we have our 30 goats in front of us, and they are confined with our electric fence, and they all work on weeds, fireweed and blackberry at the moment.
Yes, and if we look at this section that's been roped off here, we can see plenty of blackberries, and they're enjoying it. They actually seek the blackberries out, don't they?
Yeah, they love blackberry. If they see a blackberry leaf, they'll run for it. Yeah, it's wonderful to watch. They work together. If there's a big bush, they will stand in a row and push the blackberry down, and the others will reach up, and it's just wonderful to watch how they work together to get to that beautiful blackberry leaf. But they can eat also soft blackberry stalks, which is fascinating, which is very, very spiky stuff.
You've been running this operation for 4 years now. Who are the kind of people that often require this service and think about getting goats in to tackle weeds and to clear some scrub on their land?
Anybody who's a landowner would use our service. Private property owners in Bega Valley, there's many people who owns big properties, and they need our service. But we've also worked for the council a fair bit, and the Rural Fire Service as well. And as time goes by, people learn about what we can do. New people understand that we have a potential to help them.
And what can goats do that provide a different kind of service than other ways of tackling weeds or clearing?
The goats have unique talents in that they can access hard to reach areas. They can climb the rocky cliffs, and they go into steep gullies. They also are browsers. They're not grass specialists, which means that they can eat a great variety of feedstuff. So in many, many cases, it's much less expensive to use a herd of goats instead of using machinery, and it's also safer.
One thing that people will know about goats is that they're often tough to contain. For this operation, it involves, you know, the ability to move the fencing. Can you describe the solution that you've come up with here and your experience that you've had and how you've had to train the goats?
Yeah, everybody knows goats are hard to contain. So we had to find a way to solve that problem. And we have. It's a mobile fence. It consists of 50 meter length, and we can roll it up and we can set it up exactly the way we want it. And it's electrified. It's quite strongly electrified. And the goats are bright animals, and they, once they're zapped by it once or twice, they respect it. And of course, you have the odd animal who doesn't get used to it, and we realise we can't use that animal, we just give that animal away for another job.
What do you enjoy about the process of this job? I mean, yeah, it's a pretty nice thing to be out in the Pambula wetlands on a nice day, you know, just keeping an eye on the goats who are doing all the work.
What is there not to enjoy? I mean, it's the most pleasant job you can imagine. And now that we've had such a beautiful herd, I can literally now take the fence down and then walk over, you know, a kilometre that way, set it up, and they'll just follow me. And all I need to do is call, "Boys!" which I find very satisfying. They come running after me. It's just the most wonderful thing. And I'm not... And I have to say, when we've been working around the place, particularly near town centres such as Bega, The public support is overwhelming. You know, people stop and say they think this is a fabulous solution. We did a job along the Biega River last year where we did a fire hazard reduction because it was so close to houses. There was no other way of doing it. And everybody that walked past stopped and said they thought this was a great idea. So that's also very satisfying, I have to say.
That's a handsome goat, so we call him Paul Newman.
And that's Spike. There's Spike and Milligan.